FAQ Sir Morilin and Wikipedia about Sir Morilin. What are Sir Morilin acetate injections? By Dr. Johnson Maryland, PhD in association with Dr. White. Common wiki questions about Sir Morilin acetate injections, Sir Morilin with GHRP6, and general questions about benefits, dosage, precautions, usage, and of course, side effects. Every single week, we will update this HRT clinic website with the newest information, research, science, medical breakthroughs, and product information associated with Sir Morilin injections or injectable Sir Morilin acetate, growth hormone deficiency therapy, and bioidentical HRT research. We intend to provide you with the latest knowledge about Sir Morilin acetate injections and HGH medical treatments, and how to avoid the most recent scams, like Sir Morilin sublingual, sprays, and pills. We will use this opportunity to answer all the Sir Morilin Wikipedia-type questions you might ask, so you become intimate with Sir Morilin acetate injections before deciding to start therapy. Sir Morilin. Is it the same as HGH? No, the Sir Morilin acetate peptide molecule is a human growth hormone secretagogue, which means that it boosts your own body's production of HGH by stimulating the pituitary gland into action. Sir Morilin is composed of 29 amino acids, which is quite small compared to the significantly larger molecule HGH, which has 191 amino acids. Sir Morilin's effectiveness is excellent, and the risks of side effects are quite low when dosage protocols are correctly followed. HGH has a much higher risk profile for side effects. Why use Sir Morilin versus using growth hormone-releasing hormone? Why should one inject only the 29 amino acid chain version of GHRH to stimulate the brain's pituitary gland, instead of a copy of the 44 amino acids our hypothalamus naturally produces? Because the 29 amino acid chain is the minimum necessary for inspiring growth hormone, HGH, stimulation by the pituitary gland, and it's more accessible and more affordable to make, thus saving you money. Less is more. Sometimes when compounding Sir Morilin acetate injections, GHRP6 is added to the mixture when requested. This is another growth hormone-releasing factor. The goal of these kinds of peptides and secretagogues are to stimulate human growth hormone production in the body in a more long-acting manner. Though GHRP6 and GHRP2 are supposedly long-acting HGH stimulators, they are not FDA-approved and thus not recommended or legal. What is a secretagogue? The medical term for a hormone that stimulates another hormone is secretagogue, and Sir Morilin is a secretagogue of HGH, in the same way that HGH is a secretagogue of IGF-1 or insulin-like growth factor 1, also called somatomedin C. Hopefully, your eyes haven't glazed over from all these complicated terms. From here on out, everything will be put in more simple language, layperson's or layman's terms. What is the Sir Morilin treatment and the HGH injection connection? HGH, growth hormone, is secreted the most at night when one is in the deepest of REM sleep, usually just before dawn. But growth hormone is also released during the entire 24-hour day cycle in small spikes numbering around 30. How long does a vial of HGH last versus a jar of Sir Morilin? A vial of Omnitrope, HGH, 5.8 mg, is 17.4 IU. If you were to inject 1 IU per day subcutaneously, it would last about 17 days. Vials of Sir Morilin commonly come in 2 mg to 9 mg vials, and even some are as high as 15 mg. The higher values last about a month or more. The cost of Sir Morilin kits is much lower than HGH kits. What are Sir Morilin acetate injections? Initially developed decades ago in the 1970s, GHRF, now called Sir Morilin acetate, is an analog of growth hormone-releasing hormone, GHRH, or a shortened peptide of the 44 amino acids making up GHRH reduced down to 29 amino acids. Compared to Sir Morilin, why is HGH growth hormone important? HGH is critical in maintaining the organs and tissues in our body because it stimulates regeneration and cell division. Thus, without it, we fall apart and experience symptoms of age-related disease more rapidly as medical problems accumulate and compound upon each other. HGH growth hormone and puberty. HGH levels are highest during youth and puberty, but then decline once our body has reached its mature adult size. Thus, HGH production summits in our youth and then declines throughout our lives. When we reach our 30 to 40-year-old range, the decline of growth hormone accelerates at a rough loss of 15% a decade, or about 1 to 2% every calendar year that passes. At the age of 40, our HGH levels are less than half of what they were when we were in our early 20s HGH and sleep. By using growth hormone-releasing factors and peptides, like GHRP2 and GHRP6, which are not recommended, or growth hormone-releasing hormone-like stimulation via sermorelin shots. Before one goes to bed, the production of HGH during the sleep cycle is dramatically improved. Sleep is when we regenerate. With the higher release of HGH during our sleep time, we tend to wake up more rejuvenated the next day. Our bodies feel more connected, tighter, younger. Our minds crisp and energetic. Moreover, the good news is that sermorelin injections are much more affordable than HGH injections. More people who were once using recombinant Omnitrope HGH are turning to sermorelin injections each day because the cost makes purchasing it more accessible. The patients who report the best results with hormone treatment programs for both men or women say sermorelin and testosterone injections together are the best combo. If you would like to learn more about the anti-aging properties of sermorelin injections, contact us. Buying sermorelin is easy, and we can walk you through the steps to get it legitimately. What are the benefits of sermorelin injections? The benefits of sermorelin acetate injections are the same as with HGH shots, but sermorelin works much better with the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and liver complex than HGH does. Sermorelin benefits the skin. The most outward visible benefits of sermorelin treatments include tighter, softer, and plumper, supple skin. Your skin will look more like it did when you were younger. With sermorelin injections, wrinkles decline, skin sagging is reduced, and thin skin firms up and holds more water, as skin cells were generally when one was at a younger age. Some patients have reported that age spots decline with sermorelin shots as well. Sermorelin benefits mental outlook and physical improvements. People tend to report a renewed sense of vitality and mental clarity with sermorelin, alleviating many of the health problems and maladies associated with aging. Weight loss and muscle development generally come with sermorelin shots after the first couple of months, as it causes the metabolism to increase, and one can burn fat more efficiently and develop muscle faster. This is, of course, if one incorporates an intense exercise program. How does one determine the dosage of sermorelin? A simple blood test in the form of a hormone panel for men and women is all that is required to determine how much injectable sermorelin you should use during a typical hormone replacement program. Sermorelin injections are typically done 4 or 5 days a week, in what is called 5 days on and 2 days off. The injections are usually done at nighttime, and the patient should go to sleep on an empty stomach for the maximum benefits. Do not consume sugar or dairy before sleeping, as these items can interfere with your HGH production. Sermorelin storage. Use the refrigerator, but never the freezer. Remember to always keep your sermorelin stored in the refrigerator, not on the door, but in a safe spot where things are not often moved around. Keep your sermorelin where it won't get bumped into or rattled around. You might also want to avoid putting it anywhere in the refrigerator, where it is the coldest if there is a risk of freezing. In other words, some spots in refrigerators have a higher risk of freezing than other areas, and we are not talking about the freezer itself, but the actual fridge. There are places in refrigerators that are colder than other areas, so keep this in mind. Hormone injections for adult men and women, HRT. The goal, when utilizing sermorelin, HGH, testosterone, or the HCG diet, is to reverse any symptoms associated with the human aging process quickly. Some of the symptoms of low HGH levels include a declining sex drive, lower energy levels, drowsiness during the day, sleepiness and fatigue mid-afternoon, an accumulation of body fat and adipose tissue around the midsection, decreased mental clarity, skin wrinkling on the face, eyes, neck, and hands, and a declining immune system. Our hormone doctors will examine your charts to determine the optimal protocol for your most significant anti-aging benefits from an HRT program. HRT and pregnancy. The woman who is breastfeeding or pregnant should avoid hormone injections unless explicitly recommended by a physician, and even then, one should get a second opinion. Hormone injections have fantastic properties, but if they are abused or used in high doses, they can have unwanted and adverse side effects. What does sermorelin cost? Is sermorelin expensive? Always bear in mind that injectable sermorelin therapy is an investment in your quality of life, health, and general well-being, including your productivity and motivation for general life challenges. Sermorelin is not a short-term solution to our health and wellness of being. Sermorelin is a health-oriented investment that enables all kinds of rewarding benefits concerning your entire life, from your motivation, energy, mental clarity, sex drive, and the way your body functions internally. Fill out the contact form on our website, and we will have a clinical advisor call you to speak with you about our HRT treatments. We discuss the cost to purchase Sermorelin, HGH, and testosterone in great detail throughout this entire site. In general, you can expect to pay around $500 to $600 for a complete testosterone protocol, $900 for 3 months of Sermorelin acetate injections, and about $500 to $3,000 for HGH injections over 3 months. Prices are falling as time goes by, so check back with us about the cost and purchase prices. What is the Sermorelin acetate injection dosage protocol? The dosage our physicians will prescribe will be based on your blood work, physical exam, medical history, and quality of life issues. Take the first step now and fill out our hormone deficiency quality of life assessment. If you have noticed three or more of these symptoms persisting in your life over the last few years, then you are a candidate for our Sermorelin acetate injection protocol and possibly other hormone replacement therapy treatments like testosterone replacement therapy. We discuss in great detail different dosage strategies on this site and the goal of these strategies. Refer to our research article about the symptoms of growth hormone deficiency syndrome, hypopituitarism, and somatopause. Generally, we are aiming to balance your IGF-1 levels to get the best results, and we will ramp it up slowly with the Sermorelin acetate injections dosage till we reach optimization. Is sublingual Sermorelin a scam? Sublingual Sermorelin reviews? Let's review how Sermorelin is put into the body. The most effective way to utilize Sermorelin is via subcutaneous injections. There are all sorts of companies selling sublingual Sermorelin, and many of these places selling it are doing so without requiring a prescription. That's a big warning sign. Only get real Sermorelin injections from a certified physician specialist from a legitimate, reputable, and authorized hormone clinic. If someone is willing to sell you Sermorelin without a prescription, chances are you are getting scammed or getting nonsense products like Sermorelin strips or drops you put under the tongue that are really nothing more than vitamin, mineral, and amino acid stacks, placebos, but not real Sermorelin. What type of Sermorelin acetate injections products should I avoid? Generally speaking, avoid companies that offer Sermorelin drops, powders, sublingual, patches, releasers, and other gimmicks. If you are not being prescribed injectable Sermorelin, stay away at all costs. If you can get Sermorelin without a physician-prescribed blood test and a legitimate prescription, how does the doctor know how much to prescribe? It's like throwing darts blindfolded into the wind. Will I have to take Sermorelin acetate injections forever? No. Once your IGF-1 levels are optimized, you can taper off a program or stop altogether. Some patients choose to stay on a Sermorelin protocol lifelong to keep their IGF-1 levels in an optimal range. If you stop Sermorelin, your HGH levels will possibly return to a lower state. It depends on many factors. Speak with us about this concern. Get a real doctor-authorized Sermorelin prescription. Learn more about Sermorelin injections on our website. We feature many companies selling sublingual Sermorelin so that you can see their catchy phrases and marketing gimmicks. Buyer beware. When you are ready for a legitimate and legal Sermorelin prescription, we are your best and most affordable choice. We have utilized this website as a Wikipedia for Sermorelin acetate to answer any questions you might have. Now we turn to you. Please contact us so we can speak with you about Sermorelin acetate injections. This astonishing drug can do wonders for your quality of being and health. Yours in health. Sincerely, Dr. Johnson. Please call 1-800-929-2750 and ask for my patient advisor, Michael. Reference Sermorelin.